celebrating the holidays with the world's best variety on VOA Music Mix.
Christmas is celebrated around the world. Rebels are said to have captured a northern Syrian town. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Pope Benedict has called for peace in global hotspots, including Syria. He made the remarks during his annual Christmas message to the world.
The measured birth of the Prince of Peace reminds the world where its true happiness lies. And may our hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us.
The pontiff prayed today that peace would spring up for the people of Syria. As he stood on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica and addressed thousands of people below, he called for peace in Mali, where militants occupy part of the country, and Nigeria, where Islamist extremists have waged a bloody campaign. The pontiff called on Israel and Palestinians to find the courage to negotiate a settlement and asked China's new government to respect religion. Meanwhile, thousands of people from all over the world gathered in the West Bank town of Bethlehem to celebrate the holiday at the place where Jesus was born. The Central Methodist Church is the most cosmopolitan church in South Africa, and migrants from everywhere on the continent come to pray and even live on the premises, especially at Christmas time, as we hear from Emily Yob.
The benches of the little chapel in the Central Methodist Church in downtown Johannesburg are a patchwork of nationalities. The worshippers come from various countries, mostly Zimbabwe, but also Malawi, DRC, Mozambique, Nigeria. It is the most cosmopolitan church in the country, and one which has a long tradition of hosting migrants and refugees. Immigrants still see South Africa as a land of opportunity. According to the last census, over 2 million foreigners live in the country, number that has doubled in the last 10 years. Emily Yob, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Syrian rights activists say rebels have captured a northern town near the border with Turkey, driving out government troops after a siege that lasted several weeks. The activists say the rebels seized the last military base in the town of Harem today, extending rebel control over northern areas adjacent to Turkey. There was no independent confirmation. Israeli officials have approved the construction of more than 1,200 apartments in a Jerusalem neighborhood that is located outside the pre-1967 Israeli borders. That's due to make them controversial. The Interior Ministry's Jerusalem Building Committee gave final approval to the plan late Monday. Security was tight for the opening today of the first cricket series between Pakistan and India in 5 years. Thousands of paramilitary soldiers and police stood outside the Chinmayswamy Stadium in the Indian city of Bangalore. Fans endured body searches and went through metal detectors before passing through. The ongoing feud between the central Iraqi government and its semi-autonomous Kurdish north is taking a toll on the country's oil exports. Iraqi officials say the Kurds have suspended all oil shipments. An advisor to the Kurdish Ministry of Natural Resources confirmed the stoppage to the Associated Press, citing a payment dispute with the government in Baghdad. Two firefighters died and two more were hurt after they came under attack while responding to a blaze in a community in New York. Jeff Selden reports.
For the small town of Webster in New York State, the day before Christmas brought the unthinkable, an attack on firefighters rushing to put out a blaze.
When they pulled up on the scene, were started receiving, were fired upon.
Webster Police Chief Gerald Pickering said two of the emergency responders were killed on the scene, while another two were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. They are expected to survive what investigators now believe was a fire set as an ambush by a lone gunman who also died. Jeff Selden, Washington.
The UN General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to restart talks on a treaty which would regulate the global trade of conventional arms. Two people are dead after a Burmese passenger jet crash-landed today in eastern Shan State. The Air Bagan plane carried 65 passengers and a crew of six on a flight from Rangoon. South African President Jacob Zuma says former leader Nelson Mandela is looking much better. That coming after more than 2 weeks in a Pretoria hospital. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush will remain in Houston, Texas over the Christmas holiday in the hospital, despite doctors' hopes that he could have been home for the holidays. I'm Dave DeForest. More news on the internet at voanews.com.
Happy holidays!